Hello again, everybody. Welcome to Corn Comments, the radio program with the folks who raise the food, our state's farmers and ranchers. Brought to you by the South Dakota Corn Utilization Council, a volunteer farmer-led commodity organization. We've talked before about the many changes in farming that I've had the privilege to observe these past many years. Technology, the size of the farms, specialization, and to me, one of the biggest and most important has been the business end of production agriculture. Whether it be a 1,000-acre farm or 10,000 acres, those families have a plan, a budget, a projected cash flow, and on. They have to because the lender more than likely requires that planning, and quite frankly, in this day and age, it's nearly impossible to operate without it. This is one of the many reasons that the recent actions by the Trump administration regarding trades and tariffs has the potential to do real damage to agriculture and to our economy in general. As most everybody knows, margins on the farm and ranch before all this trade business were tight to say the least. You had a drop in prices and long-term effects, and we're going to lose some very good operators. I really believe this to be so. Long gone are the days when the United States was completely self-sufficient, because today our global economy is a reality. I think of the many trips overseas that have been made by South Dakota Corn to open or expand markets for corn, and how many trade delegations from those countries have been hosted by South Dakota Corn. It's really discouraging to think that all of that effort can be damaged by the most recent actions involving trade and tariffs. Very simply, free trade agreements are why we have great export markets. I don't pretend to be an agronomist, but boy, I'll tell you what, it looks like an awful good corn crop coming this fall. The last thing we need is a continued drop in the price. The president was elected by rural America, and what rural America needs right now, and needs it badly, is a fact-based trade policy discussion with our trading partners. I guess about all I can offer is that we continue to do our best to keep pressure on the folks in D.C., from the president right on down to the members of Congress. The thought of another period like the 80s is awful. And I mean awful. For the South Dakota Corn Utilization Council, be safe in your work, and thanks to your family for hanging in.